Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, beautiful friend. Can I just remind you here for a second that you are the best mom for your kids? You were chosen by God out of all the women in the world to be your children's mom. You're the best person for this job. You might not feel it like that right now, but I want to remind you, you are the best person for this job. I am so excited to talk to you about a sneaky habit that will massively reduce your daily triggers. And how I thought of that this week is it's because I was experiencing it. It was something that I was doing and I started to notice I was getting frustrated with the kids and I'm like, hold on, this is completely in my control. I can literally stop this in a split second and I will feel way better and things will be a lot better. And that's what we'll be talking about today. I want to remind you that I have amazing resource for you. If you struggle with mom guilt and shame after exploding on your family in rage because you feel so out of control and this rage just completely takes over, in the show notes, 5 steps to break free from mom rage shame. And it's a step-by-step process. It comes with a PDF downloadable workbook that's just a few pages long, and it's step-by-step process how to overcome guilt and shame after mom rage. There's a difference between guilt and shame. Also, what can you do to support yourself? Because you will never shame yourself into becoming a better mom. That is not how it works. Shame is from the enemy, and this is exactly where he wants to keep you. So if this resonates with you, the link is in the show notes for you to download that free training. Friend, let's talk about feeling triggered and the sneaky habit that you're probably implementing today and that you can stop immediately and you will feel much better in the moment. And that habit is having an AirPod or a headpiece in one of your ears and listening to a podcast or music or a YouTube video or an audiobook, something that requires you to kind of focus and pay attention while you are managing your children, while you're taking care of your children and trying to help them with homework, or you are out and about with them in the car and they're asking you questions and they want to connect with you, or they're having a meltdown and having conflict with their sibling. And you're listening to this audiobook or whatever it might be, or YouTube video that you really want to listen to, or a documentary that you're watching, or a show maybe that you're watching, and then you feel super triggered by your kids that they're just kind of pulling you out of what you're doing, right? In the reality that you want to be in, maybe for that moment. I had this experience this week. I was listening to a new book that was released, Counting the Cost, by Jill Dillard. If you don't know anything about the Duggar family, I've been actually interested in that family for a long time. So I grew up in a conservative Christian upbringing, and some of the things, the way they were brought up, was really familiar to me, not to that extreme how they had it in their home. But when they had a reality TV show, I would watch YouTube videos of episodes that were already like older. And I was really like interested in that family. I'm like, how is it they have so many kids, and how do they manage things, and how the relationships happen, all that. And over the years, they've had like a lot of family drama that came out. Anyways, knowing what I know now, a lot of the things that they were teaching and the legalistic conservative upbringing is actually wrong and not biblical. And one of their oldest daughters, Jill, she's married, Jill Dillard, she recently released the book Counting On, and I downloaded it on Audible and I was listening to it. And because it was just interesting to me for her to share about like behind the scenes of how the show affected her life. And then she was sharing a little bit about some of the family drama that was going on and of them about not getting paid when she was on the TV. And anyways, the whole thing. And it was just interesting to me. And so I had the earpiece in my ear. And then obviously, like, after I came home, picked up the kids from school, they're just doing their thing, and then I had my earpiece, and then my toddler is melting down and needing things, and then my kids need help with homework, and I'm trying to listen to this book because I'm interested and I want to finish it faster. And I started to notice that I was getting agitated with my kids, that they're having, you know, conflict with each other, or they're needing me for some reason or another, because I just want to, like, gonna make dinner by myself without interruptions, and I just wanted to listen to this book. And I quickly realized this is why I don't do well with multitasking, because my brain doesn't do well with trying to listen and focus on something and then trying to manage and resolve my kids' conflicts with each other or whatever it might be. And so I thought about this. I'm like, you know what? I really have to share it with my audience, because I know, I'm confident I'm not the only one, especially with this age of like social media and just a lot of content out there. We listen to podcasts, we listen to books, we listen to YouTube videos, we listen to maybe Instagram lives or whatever it is. We have this phone that distracts us from being present. It's in our pocket, and we just have this headpiece in our ear all the time, and we just, you know, go about our lives, and then our kids need us, and we feel kind of annoyed that they need us because we're just trying to listen to something and listen to this YouTube video. And I'm like, you know what? This is why I love social media, because I was getting so distracted. I would want to scroll on my phone, you know, halfway making through dinner just to take a little break, and then my kids have a meltdown, and I would be annoyed that they need me and I wanted to finish this reel I was watching or whatever it was. And this is why I really am a strong proponent. If social media is not serving you, which is probably is not for majority of us, I would encourage you to take it off your phone. In general, your brain does not do really well with multitasking when it's being pulled in multiple directions at the same time and it's wanting you to focus on multiple things at once. It does not do well. But that is when you start feeling overwhelmed, and when you're feeling overwhelmed, especially if you're a highly sensitive person like me, you will start noticing you're feeling easily triggered. So this is such a simple thing that you can just make an instant change and notice significant improvement right away, is putting your earpieces away and be fully present with your family. That audiobook is still going to be there. That podcast is going to wait. Nothing is going to happen. You're going to be fine. That YouTube video is still going to be there. Your kids are more important than the audiobook, than the podcast, than the YouTube video. They matter more, and their needs matter more than whatever that YouTube video is. So I just want to encourage you that, and not to like shame you or anything like that. I've done this myself. Just literally this past week, I've had this experience myself, and I had to quickly remind myself, wait, what am I doing here? Like, this is not helping me in the moment. I can immediately make a shift and right away notice an improvement. I wanted to share with you something really, really fun and exciting. I have a client that messaged me today, and I asked her, she's in my coaching container just 4 weeks in, and I asked her, I'm like, hey, can you tell me how often you would explode in rage with your kids? She has got four kids. Before you started the coaching program, and right now 4 weeks in, where are you at, like daily/weekly? And she gave me these numbers, and she's only 4 weeks in into the coaching container. Here's what she said. Before she started the program, it was 2 to 5 times a day, or about 14 to 25 times a week, exploding in rage and feeling out of control anger on her family, saying and doing hurtful things that she regrets. Right now she's 4 weeks in, and she says it happens about 5 to 10 times a week, going from 14 to 25 times a week to 5 to 10 times a week. So it's cut in more than half. she is seeing so much improvement already. And I just wanted to read something to you. She sent me this message and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just so, so excited that she is starting to see so much progress. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this coaching program because I can see that it's helping me and helping my kids and how they're changing and reacting to me because my reactions to them are calmer. Rather than me getting upset and angry and hurting instantly, I can definitely see changes in how my kids are responding to me. Less out of fear and my reactions. I'm very thankful for this course and for what it's doing in my life and what it's changing in my life and changing for my future with my kids and my husband. That message came from a mom who has been struggling for years with rage. And this is something that's been in her family of origin for years. It's a generational pattern that has been passed on. And she decided that no more, it's going to stop here. And she will not pass on generational anger to her kids. And she wants to have a close relationship with them. She's the mom that was screaming and yelling at her kids multiple times a day, up to 5 times a day, out of rage and being completely out of control and saying hurtful things. And only 4 weeks in, she's seeing so many positive changes. And I just want to say that this is possible for you, friend, as well. Totally possible. You are able to make these changes with God's help and my support. I have a step-by-step program for you, a 12-week program where in 12 weeks your life will completely change from a mom who is feeling rage and anger daily, screaming at her kids, saying things that she regrets, and hurting her kids in rage, to a mom who's peaceful and calm and goes to sleep at night feeling good as a mom and has way more wins during the day than moments where she loses her cool. My friend, this is so possible for you. And the next step is book a clarity call. If you go to the show notes and scroll down, there's a section over there what the next steps are. And step 3 is to book a clarity call with me and see if my 12-week coaching program is the right fit for you and your family. It will change your life for the better. You're going to be a mom that you are truly proud of. And when you go to sleep at night, you will not be consumed in guilt and shame. You will be proud of the way you showed up during the day and how it's affecting your relationship with your kids and your spouse. I cannot wait to connect with you, my friend. I will see you in the next episode. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.